great day, and I'm glad everyone can join us here. You know, we've just come off of a fantastic season here at Syracuse University football, and my good friend Doug Roberts should be here somewhere, but his dad, Dr. Fred Roberts, who was a great pediatrician in town, sent me a letter before he died. He said, Syracuse football has been restored to its rightful place, and I think that was really summed up what's going on right now. We are just so excited and thrilled that we can hand the torch to a man that is so deserving of being a head coach, someone who's committed his entire life to coaching, who followed in, who brings experience, who brings engagement with student-athlete, someone who believes in developing the total student-athlete, someone who's given his life to seeing young men grow into productive, viable people that can contribute to society. He's a fellow that, when you look at our teams and you look at our defense, a man that his defense epitomizes his personality. If you watch the Pinstripe Bowl, I don't know the last time I saw two safeties in one game. Someone's going to tell me when that's happened. His players love him. They'll run through the wall for him. He's inspiring. The network that he's created over all these years is just so impressive. It's just amazing to hear the things that other coaches have said. You know, Coach Schaefer is a coach to me that since he's been here, I look at him like he's a head coach. He's been running this defense. The way he carries himself, he's got it in him. He's got something special. And every once in a while, you get to run into someone that is really, really rare. And I've been fortunate to be in this business where I've run into some coaches that have had some tremendous success, and you knew ahead of time that they were going to be successful. And here we are getting ready to go into the ACC. We're going into new territory. We're going to be opening up play at Penn State on August 31st. We're going to be looking right across the stadium from them. And if you want to know that you got someone that can lead your men in the battle and represent this institution in the highest way, and I got to tell you, there's no one more deserving to have this opportunity than the man I'm going to bring up right now, Coach Scott Schaefer.
Staff and took us from the worst to the first. And he should be commended, and he has been, because he's in a position that I know he'll do great things up there at Buffalo. And being a head coach in the NFL is something that I know he's aspired to do, and I think he's a perfect fit. Lastly, I'd like to thank my family. Missy, Wolfgang, and Elsa, who I love dearly, and I can't talk about right now. The next thing I'd like to do is extend open arms to the alumni, especially the former football players and coaches, Coach Mack. I want to invite you guys to be active in our future and to help us, because you're the ones who put the blood, the sweat, the tears, and you bled orange for so many years. And this is your program. And in front of us, to respect those before me. And open arms, we got Floyd Little, who I extend an invitation for the former players to work through as we look forward and look for all the assistance we need to become great. With those things being said, what I did want to do today is talk to you a little bit about the approach, the core, if you will, of this program. To carry on the values of integrity, commitment, excellence, and teamwork, and put them to action with great attitude, effort, and enthusiasm. The pillars of this program. The thing we will talk about most on a daily basis is just that, attitude, effort, and enthusiasm. And I know I spoke to a lot of you folks in the press over the last few years about this, but it really is the core of my beliefs in how you develop young men. And we talk about controlling the controllables. And it's the most underrated thing going, in my opinion. And I can say it to each one of you, just like I do with my children, and just like I do with my players. When you get out of bed every morning, you have choices to make. And they're controllable choices. Regardless of what hand you've been dealt in life, you can pop out of bed and say, this is going to be my attitude today. And I'm going to put effort in, because that's a choice I made. And it's followed up with a celebration of enthusiasm. And it's those three pillars that we will always point back to as we try to progress forward in making this community proud about the product we put on that football field. I know a lot of you will have questions about the direction and the vision of where this program's going. So after some thought, some long thought, I had a few things here that I wanted to mention to you. With regards to the vision of this program as I see it, number one, I envision a hard-nosed team that's from a hard-nosed town. And the thing I like about Syracuse, the city, is that the people that live here and embrace it are tough people. They're hard-nosed people that work their ass off, and they expect a hard-nosed football team. And in my opinion, it's our job to put a product on the field that the community can say, that is us. That is our team. They're physical, and they're going to get after you when you come to the dome. I envision a team with integrity and academic excellence. If there's one thing I'm most proud of, is the fact that we dominated the Big East off the field academically. And that needs to be continued as we work our way into this ACC conference, another conference that has excellent academics. And our goal is not only to dominate on the football field, but also to dominate in the classroom, like our kids have done these last 4 years. I envision an offense with a lot of juice. A lot of orange juice. I want an offense that's fast, that's fun, and inventive. I think Coach Hackett did a great job put that on display, especially the last three quarters of this season. And we want to continue that forward. Now, the personality of the offensive coordinator that we wind up hiring is yet to be determined. But that personality has to be such that he is inventive and excited to watch. I want this team to be an offensive unit that when you come and watch them play, you better not take a bathroom break. Because there's going to be a lot of juice on the field. And that'll be an expectation. And it's an awful lot of fun when you go after it from that point of view. I envision an orange crush defense that makes the opponent's families cringe when their child's about to get hit. I don't think Missy wanted me to go there. But I thought about one of my favorite people in the business, and I guarantee you Jim Harbaugh would want me to go there. We used to always talk about before he got up in front of the crowd, he'd come in and he'd say, "Shake, what do you think of this? I will bow to no man, no program." That's great, Jim. I love it. And I think he gave me the inspiration to have a little bit of fun with it. So I put that one in there because I do believe it, and that's how we talk to our kids. That's how we talk to our players. We want to put the fear of God the opposing football player that happens to have the ball underneath his arm. And that's what we want to do, and we want to find a way to continue to play an aggressive style of defense that people love to watch. I envision a dome that shakes and intimidates. So those are the vision points that I put down that I felt were important. And I'd also like to end this just by announcing that had the opportunity, Coach Mack, you know this, there's only a handful of people. I'm in the business 22 years. There's only a handful of people in the business that you trust like a brother. The guy that's got your back all the way through, friend, who is also somebody I idolize as a coach, has accepted to come here and take the title of defensive coordinator under me. His name's Chuck Bowen. And we just got confirmation that we could announce that to you. And you'll have a lot of questions. And I can already see some of you guys Googling it. He's a hard-nosed guy. He went to high school just outside of Buffalo. He's been in the NFL. Hiring under Bill Cubitt. He helped us take the defense and the team from winning one game against a 1AA team at the time and turning around and winning eight and have one of the biggest turnarounds in college football. I trust him like a brother. He's run the same scheme, and we have a mutual respect for one another, and I'm sure you'll have a lot of questions about him. But anyway, with all those things, I appreciate your time, and I look forward to answering your questions. Good. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. You know, when Doug was here, it seemed to me that he pretty much let you run the defense, you know, the way you saw fit. What would your approach be with the offensive and defensive coordinators here?
Yeah, I really believe in letting your coaches coach. I know I always felt like I was at my best when I had the freedom to be inventive, the freedom to, you know, look at a game plan and say, what's the risk and the reward? And the freedom to coach the kids the way I felt fit. Doug did a great job giving me that opportunity here. And I need to do the same thing to my people as we get this staff put together. I will also keep my hand in on the scheme, especially on the defensive side of the football. But Chuck and I have been together, and we come from the same, sort of scheme as well as a philosophical viewpoint. So that's how we're going to go about it.
Can you tell me anything more about the OC search? Is there a time?
Yeah, it's going well. It's going really well. It's been narrowed down. I'm not at liberty to express any names at this point in time, but all I can tell you is it's unbelievable how many people want to be here. It's unbelievable how many people want to be here. And what we're looking for is the right fit. You know, it's one thing to be a talented coach. It's one thing to have a pedigree. It's one thing to be, a guy that's up and coming. What we need to do is find the best fit for Syracuse. And I'm not in a hurry to do that. You know, John Wooden, I mentioned this a couple times already. One of my favorite coaching points, and I even talked to Wolfgang about this as a player, is, don't hurry. But be quick and sharp. But don't hurry. We don't want to go about this in such a way that we sloppily get the first guy that sounds exciting, that doesn't fit extremely well with each and every other member of the staff. So we're going to do it right. And we'll get the best guy in here that gives us a chance to put on a show on offense.
Mark? Scott, how long has this been a goal of yours to be a head coach, and what is it like to realize that?
Yeah, it's been a goal of mine since I was about 10 years old. my father... We'll talk about this later when I have more composure. Since I was 10 years old, because I was influenced by my dad. Next question.
The rest of the staff, I don't know if you're at liberty to say or not, but there's a lot of guys that have spent a lot of speculation about who might stay and who might go. Can you tell us anything about that?
Yeah, the only thing I would say there, for no one's question and anyone else that has the same question but tries to reword it is, talented people get recruited. And at the end of the day, I hope for the best for every individual in his family. I've been in that situation when I've been on the side of being recruited. I've been in that situation when some of my best friends had a tough decision to make, whether to leave a good job or move out or move on to something that they felt was better. At the end of the day, we got great coaches in this country. And, for me, coast to coast, I've been fortunate enough to coach. And I know a lot of really good quality football coaches that have a high level of character. And all I can tell you is just give me a little bit of time here between myself and Dr. Gross. We're going to put together a hell of a staff, okay? And just give me a little bit of patience on that thing. And just understand this. Our priorities have to be this, in my opinion. The people side of it, it has to be our current players, who I can't wait to see Sunday night. The recruits that we're going after and trying to hang on to. And then the third thing is the coaching staff. And that's just the way we're going to handle that thing. But as soon as we have good information, like we have today with Chuck Bullock, we'll get it to Sue and get it out to you as quickly as possible.
Questions? No? Sorry. You're going to be on the sidelines next year, presumably, with the headset and everything. When's the last time you did that? I know you've been up in the box for 4 years.
Yeah. I did it for one game against UCLA, my first game at Stanford. Jim felt like it was important that I was on the field. And I did it, and I was a D coordinator, and I couldn't see things the way I'd like to, so I just did it once. But knowing that I'm going to let my guys coach this thing, I feel real comfortable about that. Probably more comfortable than my wife does. But I'm not going to be in the press box as a head coach. Any more questions for me?
Scott, you touched on the recruits. Do you get a sense, without naming names, if you're going to be able to keep most of the class together?
The one thing I do know is that you never know until signing day. That's the one absolute. I've been in situations where, mom, dad, brother, sister, grandma, uncle, all told me he's coming. Coach Mack, you've been there, right? He's coming. We're good. And then the paper doesn't show up. You know what I mean? And he's the guy, Showtime, he's the guy that put all the effort in, and now you're losing. And I've also been on the side where you put all the effort into that big name kid, that four and five star guy that everybody couldn't believe we got, and then he never played a game in his whole career. And on the flip side, I've coached guys like Louis Delmas, one of the best safeties in the NFL right now. And when I started to recruit Louis from Miami, Florida, nobody knew who he was. And he became a two-star after he committed to us at Western Michigan, and he was the first safety drafted that year he came out. So I can tell you this, at the end of the day, I want guys who want to play for us. I want guys who want to go to the dome and say, this is my home. And all those other guys that are wavering, they just better make a decision that they're not going to play us if they decide to go elsewhere.
Any questions for Coach Schaefer?
How important was it to get this taken care of relatively quickly after Coach Mullen left?
Well, I think it's kind of what Coach Schaefer just said. You know, we don't want to be hurrying things, but we want to be quick about it. It was a great process because this is unique in that we're coming off of a big season. We just tied for the conference championship. So we weren't looking for a huge culture change, right? And so you're late in the game on January 8th, and there's people out there that obviously, as Coach mentioned before about assistants and those type of things, there's people that really were intrigued with the Syracuse job because it's been positioned so well. And so with that in mind, you weigh all those things, and you put together the calculus on it, and at the end of the day, for the stability, for the things that Coach Schaefer has done, for all the experience that he's brought to the table, for him being our defensive head coach, for the engagement with the kids, for the continuity and all those things, it was a perfect fit to have Coach Schaefer. So it allowed us to move along. We were still scientific about it.
And then we move forward to this year. And last year, I think back last season, when West Virginia came in here, and they were talking, you know, talking smack, and they were the greatest offense since sliced bread. And our kids, you know, watching in the double here, when we played the unstoppable team, they didn't have a chance in hell to play against that team, and our kids got after it, and that crowd was rumbling in that dome. And I know they're going to come to watch a quality product, and we need to put that on. But I like this town. I like what this town's texture is, and it's like where I grew up. You know, I'm from Northeast Ohio, and if you played football, you played it hard nose. You know, Cleveland, Ohio was right down the road from us, and that's the way we were brought up. And I had the same feel here when I wrote to my dad, my little brother, and my mom, shaking your hand at a junior day many years ago. And they came home, and I was kind of waiting there, like, hey, how'd the Syracuse visit go? And he's one of those kids who was a great football player that had probably, where he belonged, like me, Division III genetics. But they came home and they said, well, Coach Mack, because you're going to be a good football player wherever you go. And I have that picture, and I'm going to share that with you, okay? Yeah, from a few years ago, Coach.
Question for either Scott or Dr. Gross, whoever thinks they can answer it better. But I'm just curious how this all went down. When you found out Doug was leaving, because it seemed like it happened pretty quick that Scott was the guy. How did it all go down? Did he call you? Did he call him?
Well, we communicate all the time. So, you know, the coaches always know what's going on. It's a national network, but it's a small network, and everybody knows everybody in that industry. For me personally, when I looked at the numbers, and there was five jobs open, and there only mentioned three candidates, I figured that kind of got my attention right there. I just thought I need to start talking a little bit more. But Doug let me know what was going on, and it was absolutely a great opportunity for him. He was getting a lot of attention. He obviously spent many years in the NFL, so he was going into it. That this day would come one day, and he was prepared back when we hired him. I mean, he was on the short list back then. So, you know, you have some success, you couple it, you see this league open up with all these type of things. So we kind of look forward to that. But Coach Schaefer and I have been talking for a long time. You know, and like I said, I felt in my heart that this guy was already a head coach. Sometimes you hire a guy, it's his first job, and you can tell, wow, I made it. He's arrived. He's experienced. We've got to get him everything he needs to have success. And so we were prepared for this, a rare coach on our staff that would become a head coach.
Time for a question or two more?
Others? No? Scott, there hasn't been a two special teams coach at SU, at least last season, and I think the season before. Have you given any thought to the range, how you're
40, 50 seconds? it's a process. I've been around staffs that we divvied up the special teams and we won championship. I've been around other staffs where one guy did it and we had success. And I've been on a lot of staffs where it was kind of somewhere between those two extremes. We'll figure out what fits best, figure out what qualities each coach brings and what his background is with regard to special teams. Because, at the end of the day, we all understand and believe that, it's definitely a triangle. It's offense, defense, special teams. Every coach says that, but it's the truth. And our special teams have to find a way to win two or three games for us next year. So we'll be prepared well, but again, when we get those staff alignments, I'll pass all those things along to you.
Time for one final question, Mark.
For Scott, I talked to a guy who worked for it, and he said he's going to go to school here. You're a Syracuse guy. Tell me how you come to embrace this program.
I think first and foremost, the guys that played in the uniform here are far more important than anyone that's coached here. With that being said, being here 4 years and going into my fifth year, it does give me the feeling of ownership. No different than a player that's been here for 4 to 5 years. And I do think that that's a stage that is always important to me. Once I've been on a job, as long as an individual has been on a job as a student athlete, I feel like that gives me a little bit of privilege to feel like I'm one of them as well. Albeit it's still their program first, because the blood, sweat, and tears that Chris Getney put on a practice field, I remember. No different than the way I feel about Baldwin Wallace College back in Ohio. No matter how old I get, that's my school. And the passion starts with those alumni that played on that football field. But I do feel like this is my school. And for all the reasons that I mentioned earlier, not just the town, that I've come to love, not just the community of Central New York, but falling in love with the state of New York and the city, New York City. My family has had the opportunity to really embrace that city, being in the Pinstripe Bowl twice and taking trips a couple times since we've been here. And it's just a wonderful state with so many things to offer. And the community's been just wonderful. We live in Fayetteville, and it's been wonderful. We just love it here. So I feel like not only am I a part of this community on campus, but also the community at large. And we feel like it's just meant to be proud. And you talk about a sense of responsibility. Every morning I walk by Jim Brown, and it's like, yes, sir. About 10 steps behind. And by the way, let me also just say this, not to be long-winded, but, I hope you guys realize, take a right-hand turn and work yourself down through the facility. And if they let you in there, take a look at the locker rooms. And it's an upgrade. It's an upgrade. And the kids that have played here and put the trust in Doug Marone have been backed off the field by this guy right here and by so many of the trustees. And I can tell you that these people behind the scenes, and they are trying to take things to new levels, and I couldn't be more motivated by the structure of what you're trying to do. And we're going to go to the damn ACC, and we're going to storm that conference, and we're going to do better than people think we can in year one with the hard-nosed football team that represents this community. Let's end with that, okay?